A rancher was having lunch with a friend near Times Square in New York City. The streets were filled with noise. There were people everywhere, talking to each other or talking on cell phones. There was music coming from several stores, and the constant noise of cars, buses, and trucks on the roads. There were horns blaring, doors slamming, sirens wailing. The sounds of the city were almost deafening. In the midst of all this noise, the rancher cocked an ear and said, "I hear a dog whining." His friend thought he was hearing things. "With all the noise in this city, you can't possibly hear a dog whining." "No, I'm sure of it," the rancher said. "I hear a dog, and it sounds like it is in pain." The rancher listened carefully for a moment and then walked across the street and headed down an alley. He picked up his pace as he noticed a pile of skids that looked as though they'd been knocked over. By this time, they both could hear the whining, and together they started moving skids until they found a small dog that had been trapped when the skids fell. "I can't believe you heard that dog and all this noise," his friend said. "Well," the rancher explained, "my ears are tuned to listening for animals. Just by listening, I can tell when one of my cows is in labor, when one of the sheep is stuck in the fence, or when a coyote is getting near the hen house. It's what I've tuned my ears to listen for." Hearing this story reminds me that God has tuned His ears to hear us. There are times when we feel like that small dog trapped under the skids of life that have fallen down on us. We don't see a way out, and we cry out like the psalmist did in the 18th Psalm, verse 6. "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple He heard my voice. My cry came before Him into His ears." Another psalm says, "I love the Lord, for He heard my voice, He heard my cry for mercy." There are several more scriptures that speak of God hearing our voice and responding. I find this comforting and encouraging. God has tuned His ears to hear your voice. He allows nothing to get in the way of Him hearing your cry, not even sin. Whether you feel like a small puppy trapped under a pile of skids, or you are simply seeking to know God better, you can be assured His ears are tuned to your voice. I'm Joseph Dikach, speaking of life.